3. In the grainy dark before dawn, Caroline woke to the pull of her stomach drawing itself taut. Before opening her eyes, she resigned herself to it. Better to let her muscles express her dread of this day than give voice to it. Already the room had changed. Neither Charles's clothes nor his nightshirt hung on the nail beside her own, though the usual sounds of him putting on his boots and taking up the water pail came from the back door. She lay still a moment more after the door shut, letting herself collect the feel of the roof and walls around her one last time before kneeling alongside the trundle bed to pray. As she fastened her corset, Caroline marked the faint rise of her waist, like the dome of a layer cake peeking over the pan. The quickening would follow before long. She was more impatient for it this time than she had been even with Mary. After spending weeks packing boxes and crates, it was disquieting not to have felt her own body's cargo. Caroline flattened her palms below her ribs and drew a breath. Not a flicker, yet the steady press of the steels along her core eased the quiver of her nerves. With each successive breath, she stretched her lungs deeper still, until she was nearly within reach of her accustomed cadence. Caroline took her dress down from its nail, and the bedroom turned gaunt, stripped and scoured down to the last bare inch. Vinegar still stung the air, sharpened by the cold. It crowded out the familiar traces of Charles's shaving lather and rosemary-scented bear grease. Caroline washed her face, then with her damp palms, smoothed the length of her braid before pinning it carefully up. Last of all, she dipped the comb into the basin of cold water and slicked down the loose strands between her forehead and the nape of her neck. A fresh pail of half-melted snow already waited beside the cook stove for her. Caroline stoked up the fire and set the draft as deftly as Charles tuning his fiddle. She filled the coffee pot and skillet with snow, draped the girls' underthings over the back of the rocker to warm, then went to fetch the last of the salt pork. At the threshold of the newly emptied pantry, she hesitated. A score of years had passed since she'd faced such a barren set of shelves, yet the sight was enough to waken.